This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Additional security will be in place for the January 6, 2025 certification of the presidential vote. The U.S. Capitol Police will receive a special security designation from the Department of Homeland Security for January 6, 2025, when Congress will gather to certify the Electoral College vote count for the winner of the presidential election. The last time Congress undertook this responsibility, a pro-Trump mob attacked the Capitol building, breaking through police barricades, severely injuring and killing police officers, and disrupting the vote count process. The rioters were spurred on by false claims from former president and current Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump that he won the 2020 election when he had in fact lost both the popular vote and the Electoral College. Members of Congress and then Vice President Mike Pence were evacuated or told to shelter in place in their offices as one of the most secure buildings in the country was overrun. Federal prosecutors have since secured convictions or plea deals for hundreds of the people who attacked law enforcement and obstructed Congress's responsibility to certify the vote that day. United States Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger says the National Special Security Event designation will further strengthen our work to protect the members of Congress and the legislative process, he said. National Special Security Events, or NSSEs, are expected for major events like State of the Union speeches, presidential inaugurations, and the presidential nominating conventions that Democrats and Republicans hold every 4 years. This will be the first time that one has been issued for Congress's certification of the Electoral College vote. The designation means that the U.S. Secret Service will be the lead federal law enforcement agency planning security for the event, despite it being held in the U.S. Capitol, where U.S. Capitol Police typically have jurisdiction. Speed limits will drop along several major thoroughfares in Bozeman, including a stretch of road where a bicyclist was killed in 2022. The city is lowering speeds on Kagi Boulevard, Oak Street, and West Graff Street. The stretch of Oak Street's speed limit will be lowered from 45 to 35 miles an hour between North 19th Avenue and North 7th Avenue, where the road is 5 lanes and the only signalized intersection is at North 15th. It's the only section of 45-mile-an-hour speed limit on Oak Street. In October 2022, Bozeman High School teacher Kelly Fulton was hit by a truck running a red light when he was crossing on his bike at North 15th on his way to work. Fulton later died, and after his death, the city started an initiative called the SAFE Plan, named for Streets Are For Everyone, to focus on changing policy and street layout to encourage safer speeds, as well as increasing education and enforcement. The stretch on Oak is controlled by the Montana Department of Transportation, and the Montana Transportation Commission has final say over speed limits on state-controlled roads. The city petitioned that commission to lower speed limits on a number of state-controlled roads within the city and conducted traffic studies itself to speed up the process. Traffic engineers say that a 10% reduction in speed leads to up to a 30% reduction in fatalities in accidents. Kagi Boulevard from South 19th to Wilson Avenue, running by Bobcat Stadium and a core part of Montana State University's campus, will go from 35 miles an hour to 25. The stretch on West Graff had its speed limit previously erroneously raised as part of a larger-scale speed limit change voted on last year. The new ordinance will put the West Graff speed limit back to its original speed limit of 25 miles an hour.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.